how, first of all, if we were to define an essential amino acid, how would you define it?
So an essential amino acid is the active component of protein and the part of protein that you have to eat because you can't get it any other way. So maybe that just to like unpack that and break it down a little bit, it's good to, I know in the first interview, we really covered the protein piece, but it's helpful, I think, just to review it a little bit. Like, what is protein and why does it matter? And what are these, what does amino acids have to do with it? So protein is really different from the other two macronutrients. Because typically we'll talk about carbohydrates, fat, and protein in like one sentence and one, you know, discussion.
And that's what, when we say macros, those are the things people are talking about.
That's what people are talking about. Yeah. So, and that's a great question, because I think sometimes even we'll just gloss over this stuff, but micronutrients are things like the vitamins and minerals, and the macronutrients are these three: carbohydrates, fat, and protein. And actually alcohol is technically like a fourth macronutrient, but
how,
it's separate from it functions, and it has a caloric impact that's separate from like just having like carbs in it. It actually is. It's different.
Whoa.
It's a separate type of chemical compound.
So if someone's drinking, they feel like, I'm getting my macros.
Yeah. I mean, but there's basically no real,
no value.
Yeah. I mean, there's an energetic value. Mm-hmm. Like it gives you some calories, but it's the least valuable nutritive value of all of macronutrients.
Yeah. Yes. If it's okay during a conversation, I might interrupt you a little bit, because I think what's so important about how you educate people and the information is that there are terms like macros or essential amino acids or protein that people are glossing over that they don't really understand. So continue on what you were saying about essential amino acids.
I love that. I invite it. Anytime I say anything and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like what? Like,
perfect.
Let's do it. So there's these three of carbohydrates, fat, and protein. The reason why we eat protein though is very different than the reason why we eat carbohydrates and fat. So with carbs and fat, their primary role in our body is for energy. Meaning if we think about like our body and maybe like the analogy of a house, if you get energy from the energy grid or you have solar panels or something like that, that energy comes into your house and you use it to like run your dishwasher mm-hmm. and to run the lights, et cetera. Similarly, when you consume carbohydrates or fat from foods, you actually convert that into energy to like run your body, mm-hmm. to beat your heart, to move through space, to breathe. Like you need the actual energy. Protein is really different. Protein is more like if, you basically the hardwood floor in your house started to wear out and you need to replace some of the panels, or your bathroom is starting to look outdated, not yours, but like, this is a made up situation, right? Like where a bathroom's starting to look outdated and you're like, I really want to like update this. I want to like look better, right? I want to maybe redo the sink or redo the bathtub or the tile or whatever. And you need to like rip it out. You need to replace it. That's more of what protein's like, because the way that our bodies work is that we're actually made up of proteins. Mm-hmm. And the proteins in our body, they all also only have a certain like half-life. So let's actually take one step back. I said we're made up of proteins. Our organs, mm-hmm. like hearts, kidneys, liver, spleen, our skin, our hair, our nails, all of our lean muscle, the enzymes in our body, the things that like make these other chemical reactions, hormones in our body, and even our neurotransmitters are proteins, or they're the metabolites, things that basically proteins turn into, they get broken down into, and they turn into these things. So all of these in our body, we've got all these proteins that are actually like making us. They're like what built us, similar to where like the hardwood floor is actually your house. It's not the energy. It's like, it's actually your house.
The foundation.
It's the foundation. Yeah. It's the building materials. So similar to those, they like similar way that your house works, it can wear out, or maybe you want to like redo it or repair it or fix it. So in my skin, for example, mm-hmm. there's millions of proteins mm-hmm. and each one of those little proteins though, doesn't last forever. At some point in time on its time basis, it gets old and like that skin protein doesn't work as well. So it breaks apart. And when it breaks apart, what you notice is it's made up of all these little things called amino acids. There's 20 of them. And just think about them as like little building blocks of the protein. And when they break apart, they go into my blood. And some of them are still good. They can be reused. Some of them are old and you pee them out actually. Mm-hmm. So similarly, like if we were going to redo the hardwood floor in your house, right? Some of the panels are maybe still good. Oh, we can still reuse these. These other ones though, they're junk. Mm-hmm. We're just got to throw them out. So you're left in the situation though, where some of the amino acids are still good. You've got them in your blood. You can use them to rebuild this piece of skin, this little skin protein, mm-hmm. but you don't have enough. So how do you get then the new amino acids in your blood to help rebuild that skin protein? That is why we eat protein. When I eat quinoa, when I eat tofu, when I eat chicken, when I eat eggs, any of these things that have protein in it, my body digests it. It breaks it down into these little amino acids. It goes into my blood and then it supplies my whole body with these amino acids to help rebuild my skin, my heart, my spleen, wow. my protein, my lean muscle, my hair, wow. all of these things. So that's why we eat protein. So I think once you get that, you're like, whoa, yeah. it's like not like carbohydrates and fat.
Yeah.
It's a very different, even though it's in the same category as a macronutrient, it plays a really different role.
It's interesting to hear the transportation mode that they go through in the body. I would assume, you know, I think because of the assumption I have around protein where I'm like, okay, protein is for building muscle. I think that's sort of what we've been sold about protein is that it's specifically for building muscle. So I would have assumed that it would be like you digest it and then somehow it was brought to your muscles through maybe glucose or I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you were feeding your muscles to be built, but to know it moves through your blood system is fascinating. Or is that just amino, what? Is that just amino acids?
No, I think you, like, I love that you shared what you thought it meant because part of what you just shared actually is correct.
Yeah.
So
that's what I like to hear
yeah.
too.
So so you are right. So I eat protein. It breaks down into these amino acids in yeah. my digestive system. It goes into my blood and it does go to my muscles. So why does it go to my muscles? Because my muscles have a lot of protein in them. Like my muscles, of all the protein yeah. in your body, your muscles make up a large proportion of the protein in your body. So there's more little proteins in your muscle that break down and need to be replaced than there are, say, proteins in your liver.
Wow.
Because there's so much more muscle mass in your right. body than there is liver mass, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that is why if someone wants to build more muscle, you need to give it the raw materials of the proteins, of the amino acids to build more muscle. But yeah, no matter whether it's your muscle or it's of organ or your hair or any of these things that are made up of proteins, it gets to those places through the blood.
Wow.
The amino acids get there.
All, no matter what it's doing in the body, it's moved through the blood.
Yes.
Wow. And through the process of being moved through the blood, so is it digested? And then because, you know, there's different types of essential amino acids, right? You said there's 20. So mm-hmm. if there's 20 of them, they're all digested the same and then move through the blood. And then is it a certain essential amino acid are put in different specific parts? Like an essential amino acid for the liver would be different than for the muscles, or what is that?
That's a great question. So when you eat protein, there's these 20 amino acids that come out of the protein called the dietary amino acids. And they're the ones that get used to build other proteins throughout your body. Of those, 9 of them are essential. So 9 are essential, 11 are non-essential.
Say the difference between essential and non-essential.
So essential, there's two main things to know about essential amino acids. The first is in the name itself, essential means that you have to eat it. It's essential to survive. And it's essential to survive because your body can't make them. So your body can actually make the other amino acids,
the other
largely
11.
Via your liver. Like, so if you consume the main 9, it can actually make the other 11. That doesn't mean that you want to make your body do that. Like mm-hmm. it will also use the non-essential amino acids as well, but like you have to get the essential amino acids. And this is the fundamental discussion that often gets had around plant-based diets and animal-based diets, is because plants typically do not have all 9 of the essential amino acids mm-hmm. in a sufficient amount to be considered a complete protein to fulfill your needs for getting all the essential amino acids. And that's why people oftentimes combine different types of plant proteins like lentils and rice or beans and quinoa, because when you combine these different plant sources, they have better profiles together. So it's actually a really important thing to just know and be aware of. When I'm trying to find a good protein source, yeah. I'm really trying to get a good source of these essential amino acids.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.